Put on your caveman blue because it's time for the Caveman Corner, where we talk football with the young men and their coaches who carry their colors onto the gridiron every Friday night. It's all brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza. Now let's head to the Beacon Drive Abby's with Chuck Benson.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Beacon Drive Abby's Pizza. Glad to have you here with us as we get ready for the Caveman Corner. And if you'd like to join us, hey, we've got a great deal on pizza. This is the last week that you can get this very, very special pizza. It's the bacon, and cheddar cheese pizza. It is loaded. You get the big one. It's $26.99, and it'll feed a bunch of football players. We prove that here every Friday night, or pardon me, every Wednesday night during the month. One more note here before we get down to the business at hand, and that's I want you to be listening to KJO Radio tomorrow and Friday because we have a couple of things to give away. First of all, we've got two reserve seat tickets on the covered side, about on the 40-yard line. They are great tickets donated by one of our sponsors here. They're his tickets. He can't use them, so we're going to try to give them away either Thursday or Friday on KAJO. Can't tell you when because that's a surprise, so you have to listen. So tip of the hat then to Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming for donating those seats so you can come out and really enjoy the game on the covered side of the field. In the meantime, though, welcome Coach Page. Congratulations, Coach, to and one in the season. How are you feeling about that?
It's good. It's nice to be on the winning side. I gotta say, those covered seats, you gotta basically inherit those, so that's a good deal.
They're passed along in wills, aren't they?
Yeah, you can't get the covered side, so that's a good deal. We're feeling very optimistic about the start of the season. We have a real test, though, this week versus South Salem.
But let's deal with North Salem first of all, because a great score. What was it? 46-20. Another 40-point explosion by your offensive line. A few stumbles early in the game, though. I think after the first down, we were, second and 40 to go?
Yeah, you know, and we do a lot. I've been really proud of our group this year. Has been really good about coming out and starting fast. And this was, you know, just a testament of traveling really far. We got there pretty early, and so we had a lot of downtime, and it just kind of lingered, you know, a long bus ride into some downtime before the game, and it just kind of lingered into the game a little bit. And so that's stuff that we can clean up. I thought overall, you know, they were pretty amped up to play, and obviously when we got to the second half, it was a different ball game.
Right, that first half, though, was, well, quite frankly, it looked like you were playing North Medford.
Yeah, we didn't expect, you know, to be in it like that. But North Salem's a really good school. They have a good program. They have really good athletes. And so, you know, they fight pretty hard. And they're a really good first-half team. And so we fortunately were able to pull away. But, you know, those are some good lessons to learn. It's you know, trying to spin it into what we can see as a positive. That's preparing us for the playoffs. That's preparing us for an opportunity to, you know, when we have to travel far again, okay, how can we tweak some of these things? How can we change our mindsets, do some different things, and get down to the science of it for our players and help them come out faster next time?
All right, basically just one more long road trip here, and that goes into Eugene instead of Salem. Yeah. So that's one that you're probably used to making here. So would you do anything different in terms of travel arrangements for that?
Yeah, you know, so we really, you know, we plan it all out. You know, we have a pregame meal beforehand. We usually stop at a rest stop or somewhere beforehand and do a little walkthrough as well. We want to get as close to where we're going so that we get the long part of the trip out of the way. And then when we get back on the road, we're just locked in for the game. And so we did that. And then just getting there, you know, you're in a different circumstance, a small locker room and just a lot of downtime. We you know, needed to do some different things and find some field space to just kind of get amped up. Even just, you could do something silly, just have a dance party, turn the music up and get these guys' juices going a little bit more. There's stuff like that that we can do, and they're pretty good about that. So we'll look at that next time we travel.
All right. And once again, that's coming up against Eugene. A little travel in between, but South Medford's that's almost a home game.
Yeah, really.
At any rate, back to the North Salem situation. We've talked about some of the mistakes there. That team was really, that was a surprise to you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How they came out?
Yeah, no, and we saw, I mean, they've past few years, they've had some really good athletes. They always somehow have one of the best running backs in the state, and it's a different one every year.
Yeah, no
and they
doubt.
Just seem to have these incredible athletes. And so they came out, and we had our hands full on both sides of the ball to start out. But once we got a rhythm going and we were able to wear them down a little bit, I think both sides of the ball, we started forcing turnovers on our side, and then, you know, we started to be able to gash them a little bit more when we were on offense.
We've talked several times each game, as a matter of fact, about control of the line of scrimmage, and they seem to control it early.
Yeah. We had some injuries and some different things. You know, we had Wyatt Peterson, who had a season-ending injury. We found out Friday morning, which is heartbreaking because, you know, he's our captain. He's one of our best players and, you know, the heart and soul of our our D-line and play tight end for us, too. And so that was a big blow. And then our O-line, you know, having Alex Lingo was out a little bit with a nagging injury. And so, he was rotating in. And so we just weren't quite as healthy. And so that played a little bit of a factor. But some younger guys are getting some experience and stepping up. And so I'm proud of that, and I'm proud of our depth.
All right. Second half, you really seem to take over and dominate the team after that. Tell me about that second half and the differences between the two.
You know, I think it's just a testament to our condition. I have wanted for as long as I've coached, even before I got here, to have a team that could go and play with tempo. And this group has really bought into it, and we fortunately have the depth right now to do that, knock on wood, obviously. But, we have some young guys that are stepping up. We have numbers, and the way we practice has totally changed, you know. And this year, everything is with a purpose, and we try to make it as game-like as possible. And so we're just conditioned that way. These guys are used to doing it. They've been doing it all summer. They did it in the spring. They've done it in the winter. We put tempo into every single aspect, and now it's paying off. And so even, you know, teams that do tempo, I don't think they can even do it like we've been able to do it so far. And so I'm really proud of that, and I think it's really been one of the biggest factors that's helped open up the ball game for us and help our scores be what they are.
All right, that tempo then, just wearing the other team down, and in the second half trying to dominate and put points on the board. Yeah. And you put a lot of points on the board the last two games.
Yeah. Yeah, proud of that, you know, and it's been with both the run and the pass, and so we can do it both ways, and I like that. You know, we're not a one-dimensional team, teams have tried to blitz us. We have answers for that. They want to drop in a zone, then we're going to run right down their throats, and if they want to have answers for something else, we have answers built in, and so we feel confident about our ability to attack all areas of the field, and I feel like we've been able to do that so far. And we got a lot of season left, though. We got a lot more to prove, and our season gets tougher and tougher as we go, so we got a lot to prove. But these guys have really bought into that, and these players have just been awesome. We've done platoon subs where, you know, we'll sub five guys out, five guys in, and that way we've counted it's about 12 seconds transition time, and then we can keep going. And those guys get some plays, and then we get our ones back in. And so we got a good group, two good groups going right now that are really buying into that, and then we see our yards per carry just go up and up and up after we start going faster and faster.
Players are gaining some extra playing time now that are getting those extra snaps. Anybody really stepping up?
We've seen it all around. The thing with us is we don't just roll with one unit the whole time. There's guys that got to rotate in, and so our first and second groups are very important. And so, the past couple of weeks we've seen sophomore Revick Hill step up and get a starting receiver spot, which is big for him. And so we've also seen, you know, some younger guys on the offense and defensive line get some spots. And so, but, you know, we haven't had, you know, real significant changes the past couple weeks. We've been fortunate in that aspect. And so, but every single day we've seen, you know, different guys show us different things. And I think, you know, top to bottom, we have a group that's pretty bought in right now.
All right. Well, that's good news. Top to bottom. Now, we talked about injuries a little bit. Wyatt Peterson, tragic loss. And not only athletically, but from a guidance standpoint, one of your captains.
Yeah.
So he's gone for this season. Alex Lingo, we know, has had a nagging injury. What is the status now? Is everybody healthy? How close are we?
Yeah, beyond that, you know, there's always sickness that goes around, but nothing major. you know, that this time of year you start to get in the school and the germs and all that. But Wyatt's the big one. You know, Wyatt's just a great person, great kid. He's worked so hard, and but he's, you know, he's surprisingly in really good spirits. I know he took it pretty hard at first, but he's been at all our practices. He's still working out and still very much, you know, a big leader on our team. But yeah, Alex Lingo's had a good full week of practice, which I've been impressed with him. And so he's a great offensive lineman, and we need his help. And so beyond that, we've been fortunate to not have anything major.
We'll take a little pause here. We'll take a deep breath. We'll be right back after this 1 minute Caveman timeout. Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Will you be ready when Old Man Winter arrives this year? Diamond Home Improvement is your headquarters to stock up on heating pellets, grabbing winterization supplies like insulation, caulk, tarps, or getting your tools serviced by their expert service technicians. They've got you covered. Your home is your cozy retreat, and Diamond has everything you need to keep it that way. From weatherproofing essentials to unbeatable deals, you'll find everything you need. Get your home prepped and protected for the season ahead. Visit in-store or online. Everything you need for winter is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. We're at the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. Head coach Brad Page here in the Caveman Corner with us. And coach, once again, 2-1 on the season. Couple of big wins over some of the lower teams in the conference right now. But a real challenge this Friday night in the South Salem Saxons. They are coming in with a 1-1 record in conference, 2-1 like you overall. Took a big hit when I think Tu Ellison laid 66 points on them. But after that, they look like they're, well, I think it's a winnable game.
Yeah. You know, last year they won the conference. And granted, they didn't have to play everyone like Sheldon and all that, but they did go undefeated in the conference, and they had some dudes. But they lost a lot of talent. I think they're a lot younger than we've seen the past couple years. I mean, last year they were literally averaging 50 points a game. Right now they're averaging 20-something points a game. And so it's a different look, you know, for them. And so we, on the other hand, are a lot more experienced and some similar styles. You know, they go pretty quick, too, on offense. And so it should be a pretty fun game. But, yeah, you know, they've had our number the past couple of years. We haven't been able to even touch them. But I think this year it is, like you said, a very winnable game. It's a game where we're home. And we have the right pieces and the right momentum that if we, you know, play our game and don't shoot ourselves in the foot too much, then we can definitely win this game.
Oh, well, that's easy, Coach. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. That's an easy one right there. What do you expect from them? Now, is this the year of the young quarterback? They've got a sophomore quarterback, too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, it must be. Yeah, no, I expect them. They like to air it out. They like to pass the ball. They like to go fast. They're, you know, very much an air raid spread team. And, you know, they do it well, and they're, you know, one of the things that worries me the most is their screen game. They are really good at running screens, and it's a lot of, you know, misdirection, and you don't know where the ball's going, and they get it in their best athlete's hands, and they are tough in open field. So that, you know, definitely worries me. Defensively, they play pretty aggressive, similar to North Medford. They like to send pressure, but we're built for that. We welcome the blitz, we welcome the pressure, we welcome whatever they want to throw at us, because we have a plan for everything and an adjustment for whatever we can be thrown at. And so, so I think, you know, offensively we match up really well. Our defense will definitely have their hands full just because they are a good offensive team. But I think our defense is in a great spot to make some big plays.
What are we looking at here? Is this going to be a high-scoring game, or are you going to see 40 points again, maybe a running clock? Or is everybody going to score 40 points in this one?
I would be surprised if we got a running clock. I think they're a good team and one of the, you know, better teams in the conference again. But, yeah, that'd be great for us if we were on that winning side of that. But, no, I mean, I hope that our, you know, defense will – they're going to have a lot of reps, I think. You know, our defense is going to have to be on the field just because the way they, you know, the ball stops with passing and they move quickly. And so I imagine they'll put up some scores. What we've seen, and I've studied them a lot because they've had our number, and there's been a few teams over the past couple of years, just a few, that have been able to blow them out, kind of like you mentioned, Tualatin. And the first couple quarters, quarter and a half at least, you wouldn't think this was a blowout at all. And so they really stay with teams. They come out hot. They come out fast. If we can maintain and stay with them ourselves and come out and get to the second quarter, third, fourth quarter, I think then we can start to pull away and use our tempo and our conditioning and to our advantage. But yeah, I imagine a higher scoring game from both sides.
All right, from what you've been saying here, it almost sounds like you could be looking into a mirror image.
In some ways, yeah, we do a lot of similar things as far as offensively. We definitely do a lot of similar stuff. And so, yeah, I think, you know, they're defensively we're different, but offensively we do a lot of the same stuff.
The with them coming in, you've got them on your field. Mm-hmm. All right, how big an advantage is that?
I think it's huge. You know, I the travel, you can't put a price tag on our conference with how much you have to travel in this conference with the Salem distance. And so that definitely plays a big role for us. I do remember Tom Blanchard saying once, sometimes, you know, teams, they aren't used to playing in a arena like ours, a stadium like ours, and they almost get amped up more because of that big crowd. And so sometimes
that crowd is closer at our arena,
right? It's right on top of you, and you know, some players, the opposing teams, it's kind of cool for them, and they kind of get excited about it because it's different, it's exciting. And so sometimes that can be a disadvantage, but us being at home and not having to travel and having our crowd behind us and momentum with us is a huge factor.
With those things all being on your side, is there another edge that you have that you want to exploit for these Saxons?
Yeah, I think we're a disciplined team, and I think that we can stay. We've proven that we can stay the course, not get too high, not get too low, and our guys have played a full four quarters every single game so far, and that's something I haven't been able to say about any of our teams in the past. And so that's huge. I think for us, that's our biggest thing. So we stay steady, we stay the course. We are a four-quarter team. I think this team is a really, really tough first half team. If we can pull away and stay steady, then I think in the second half we can take over this game.
Do they have the depth that you do?
I don't think so. I think they're younger this year. I don't know how much, but I know that they definitely are less experienced than us.
All right. That being said, once again, you're looking in the second half to try to take over the game.
Yeah, we just got to stay the course, and it might be neck and neck that first half, but if we stay the course and don't let it get out of hand, we have a really good shot at pulling away.
All right. What do you expect from their offense? We've said similar to yours, they're going to throw it and run it, and a lot of screens is what we're going to see.
Yeah.
Ratio, run to pass.
I think they're pretty much, you know, 75% pass, you know, 25% run, more or less. You know, it's 70-30 maybe.
They're going to throw that much.
They love to throw the ball. We had a freshman game last year that went for hours and hours and hours just because it was a shootout. And the more you pass the ball and the faster you go, you know, the clock stops, you know, and it goes on. And so I can imagine this game going into some late hours potentially with that. But yeah, they go so fast, and their scheme is relatively simple, but they make you account for the whole field, just like we try to do. And so you can't fall asleep. They'll screen you. They'll hit you short. They'll hit you deep. They'll hit you wide. They'll run it, you know, and so you don't know which way it's coming. They have a good offense.
How much time do you take with your team in a film room showing them what to expect?
Well, the nice thing is us coaches spend all weekend watching film, whether on our own or together or both, and even some time on Mondays, you know, in game planning. So we really want our players to just play fast. You know, they'll watch film, they'll watch their own film, and then we'll watch film with them throughout the week. But really, us coaches, we want to be able to put a game plan together and tell the players exactly what they need to do to execute, because they got a million things going on. They're kids. They have a life. They have a family. They have friends. They have school, a ton of homework, you know, and so we need to do our job as coaches to help, you know, them know exactly what they do, what they need to do. But it's been fortunate with our conference being the same for the most part the past 3 years. Some of these teams, their scheme is very much, you know, the same that it's been. And so there's stuff that we don't have to prepare for a whole brand new team each week. We know, okay, yep, they're doing what they did last year. Let's see how we're going to tweak this. And that's what a lot of the off season I spend too, is just looking at how we can better attack the different schemes that we'll see in our own conference.
Now, do your players, all your players have access to all these films, too? They can pull it up on their devices and watch at their own time?
Yeah, that's where I'd say one of the biggest blessings for us in football right now is technology. It just makes it so much easier and accessible. I mean, just by a couple clicks, we can exchange film with another team. We can share it with our players. We can share our playbooks with our players. So everyone can access it from their phones, from their computer, wherever. And so, yeah, that makes it really easy for them to be able to do that.
How big a difference does that make in your life as a coach, looking back on where it was and where it was and where it is today?
Right. I've heard some crazy stories about having to literally cut up the film and from coaches who have mentored me. And, you know, the old thing was, you know, you used to have to go and exchange the film and meet them halfway. And there's a lot. So we have a lot of convenience on our side. It can be too much sometimes, you know, if you're not careful. And so it's a matter of balancing. And I think the biggest thing I've learned is if I can't get the players to learn this in 3 days or 2 days, and we can rep it in, you know, a couple days of practice, you know, we shouldn't be doing it. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that, just keeping our game plan simple. And the nice thing about it is we've installed most of our stuff over the summer. So if we tweak some things or add a little bit here and there, it's not a huge thing for them.
Here we go. All right. We'll make room for it. Ladies, put that right down there. There is that bacon and cheese pizza along with some spuds here. Oh, and we're good. Oh, boy, just take a whiff of that, Coach.
Yeah, that's good. I'm excited to get into those spuds.
All right, we'll get into that in just a minute. Looking around the conference, we're beginning to get a feel for where the real power is in this District 1 conference, Special District 1.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever it is,
yeah.
Sprague looks pretty good right now.
They do.
Are they the toughest, or is it tough, them and Sheldon?
I would say, yeah, you're spot on there. Sprague and Sheldon, in my opinion, are the top two teams right now. And we haven't seen a lot of Sprague. You know, we saw a little bit last year, and I started to see, like, you know, they're averaging 28, 30 points a game, and you can see, okay, they got a good thing building here, and they've really proven that. I think from what I've seen statistically, they have a really good receiver, they have a really good running back, their offense is really good. I don't know about their defense, and I haven't seen film on them yet. You know, we just haven't had that in our exchanges yet, and so I'm very curious about them. Sheldon, I thought, was going to be down, and I should have known better because they're never down. And so
they just reload.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And so, and that's good for them. You know, they have a great program there. But yeah, from them, they look tough. We've seen one game of theirs, and they look really good too. Beyond that, you know, I would hope to say that we're the number, you know, three team in there, and I think it's probably between us and South Salem right now. And so this Friday matchup is a good test for us, and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves because all we can do is control what's in front of us, and we got to win this game and then win the next week after that. South Medford's a solid program right now too, and so, you know, we have just, you know, our conference is pretty stacked. We've had a couple easier opponents too, so we got to keep that in mind and just stay focused on 1 week at a time right now.
All right, now you're putting yourself third in that conference against two real powerhouse teams, Coach.
I'd like to say so. Well, no, it's too early to say, you know.
But. Well, yeah, it doesn't hurt to put that carrot out there a little bit.
Sure.
So South looks like, I see some parity between South Salem, South Medford, and Grants Pass. Is that a fair statement?
I would definitely say that, yeah. Those are going to be tough games for us, and I think that, you know, that's exactly right. Those are our next two opponents, so we have to, you know, put our money where our mouth is, and so it's our good opportunity for us to prove, you know, if we are that good, and so we'll see.
All right, we've got football players reaching out over to get into the spuds here. That's all right, fellas. In fact, we got plates over here. If you want a piece of pizza, by all means, come over and get into this bacon and cheese pizza. And folks, if you want to join us here, this pizza is $26.99 right here tonight. You wear your Caveman Blue, you come in here, and your soft drink is absolutely free with a purchase. So it's the Caveman Corner here every Wednesday night. We're looking ahead a little bit here, talking about some of the conference's opponents that you're going to face here. Liberty is kind of a no-namer there, a non-conference tilt.
Right. You know, yeah.
Is that worth talking about in this conversation?
Well, I think the funny thing about it is that's who we played in the playoffs this last year, and we were ahead 17-14 in the sideways rain again, and then we lost it there in the last couple minutes, and they beat us 21-17 in the playoffs. And so, yeah, they're a familiar team. They do have a new coach, and so I imagine their scheme's a little bit different. But they're, you know, in that Hillsboro area, and I think that's going to be a fun
I think they're at the top of that conference again right now. It's still early.
Right. Yeah, no, and they, you know, we'll see. I think, but they look good. I've seen one game on them, and they're going to be a good opponent for us. And our players are really excited about that rematch, you know, just because of last year's playoffs.
Coach, your optimism this year for this team just seems to be brimming over here, like you're chomping at the bit to bring on the next opponent.
Yeah, we love football. That's why we do it. And these kids they want to play. And you know, it helps that we've had a good week of practice so far again, and I would say we've had probably two of our best weeks of practice the past couple of weeks. And so, you know, as a coach, that makes you feel a lot better. And we're really excited about having a home game now, and now we have a good test for us to – we have a lot to prove. And I think that our team has a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. They want to prove themselves, and, you know, we want to just keep going. We want to go and attack this conference as much as we can.
You mentioned that you've got almost all of your stuff in right now. All the plays are in. Everything has been practiced here. And you've already shown signs of aggression this year with onside kicks, halfback passes. Got anything else in store for us, Coach, here?
Yeah, I mean, that part's made it easier because we can throw in some other wrinkles. And, you know, when we do that, we want teams to have to prepare for anything, you know, and just anything that helps take their, you know, time and attention to have to focus on something else. We've done some swing gate, you know, trick plays with our point after, you know, our field goal. And so, that stuff, you know, it's gimmicky, but sometimes it works, you know, and if anything, it gets just, you know, makes the other team have to prepare more for it.
How do the players adapt to that? Is that the fun part for them?
Oh, yeah, they love it. I think it breaks up some of the monotony of practice, and they're excited about it. And you see some other guys get some opportunities to make some plays, and so it's cool. And they're pretty bought into that. And we don't want to waste too much time with that. We want to play football and do that. But, you know, anything that's going to give us a competitive advantage, you know, as long as we're following the rules and doing, you know, building a good culture, that's what we're about.
All right, do the players press you, say, Coach, let's do this gadget? This one's fun, Coach. Let's try it.
I can't tell you how many linemen have asked me to run the ball the past 3 years, so that's we gave Parker Jarvis a chance to do that my first year. We'll see if another lineman earns that, but
to change jerseys to do that.
If they don't go for a pass, you know, they're legal, so you can throw them in, but yeah, they're not eligible with the lineman number, but if you just hand it off to them, it's okay.
Okay. All right. It's been fun. So of course it's always fun when you're winning. So far this year, one thing that you need to do, tell me, one thing that you need to have happen against South Salem, either a mistake on their part or something really accomplished on your part, that will make the difference in this game.
I think that we just need to be more disciplined. I think that, you know, I'm not asking the players to play a perfect game, but, you know, we aren't, you know, a team, and no team should be, but we're not a team where we just have brute talent where we can just roll out and play and just beat up on people. We have to be very strategic about it. We have good athletes, but we have to put them in the right positions, and we have to not hurt ourselves. When we get a first and 25 or a holding call or a stupid personal foul, that just kills us. It kills our momentum. It kills our drives. And so I would like us just to prove that we can be even more disciplined and play as close to a perfect game as we can, just controlling what's in our ability. You know, there's going to be the other team with good athletes, and they're going to make big plays. We've proven that we can play a four quarter, so that's huge. I think that if we can clean up our negative plays a little bit more, that's going to be the difference maker.
Right. You just outlined the negative plays that I know every coach goes, golly, that we didn't need to have that one happen. But there are other penalties that just show good aggression and toughness on your part.
I agree. You know, sometimes I wonder, you know, there's a fine line because, you know, our guys are giving good effort, and you could, you know, if no matter how you spin it, there might be a holding on every play. You know, you hear that all the time. And so I know the refs are doing their best, and you know, they're doing a good job overall. But, you know, some of those plays we look back on film and say, yeah, you know what, that hurt us, but I'm proud of you for going and blocking. It'd be worse than if you weren't giving a good effort. And so we'll live with those ones. It's the ones that, you know, snaps over their heads or false starts or personal fouls, things like that. That's the stuff that we can control better.
Yeah, those personal fouls hurt when they happen. It always seems to happen at a crucial time.
Right.
All right. Well, Coach, let's see. Friday night, Mel Engram Field. Have you arranged for the weather? We have had no sideways rain this year.
No, it's been it's been nice weather. I think it was a little warmer this week, but I think it's going to be beautiful. I think it's a high of 82 on Friday, last I checked, so that should be pretty nice by 7 o'clock.
All right. You're listening to the Caveman Corner, coming to you live and direct from the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. Time now for news.
Jason Walker. New York Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted after federal corruption investigations into his administration. It is unclear at this hour what charge or charges he will face. That indictment remained sealed Wednesday night. The House has given approval now on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies funded when the new fiscal year begins next Tuesday. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The stopgap measure, approved Wednesday by a 341-82 vote, generally funds agencies at current levels through December 20th. Speaker Mike Johnson touted the measure as doing only what's absolutely necessary in a bid to win over conservatives. The measure would now move to the Senate, which is expected to approve it later Wednesday. The House floor was largely empty during the debate on the measure. Lawmakers in both chambers are anxious to return to their home states and districts to campaign, smoothing the path for a passage of a temporary funding fix. In the meantime, the temporary bill will mostly fund the government at current levels, with a few exceptions like funding the infusion for the Secret Service. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, court battle for a former president.
A New York appeals court is set to hear arguments in former President Donald Trump's fight to overturn a civil fraud judgment that could cost him close to $500 million. Arguments are scheduled for noon Thursday in the state's intermediate appellate court. Trump is asking the court to nullify a judge's findings that he deceived banks, insurers, and others for years by lying about his wealth on paperwork used to make deals and secure loans. Lawyers for the current Republican nominee for president contend that Judge Arthur Engoron's verdict was egregious and should be reversed. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the best-selling author of Wonder and the creators of Jesus Revolution comes White Bird.
I'm sure your father has told you stories about when I was a young girl.
Hope can lift you.
You stay with us, okay?
Courage can save you.
You're the greatest person I've ever met.
Love can free you.
When kindness can cost you your life, it becomes like a miracle.
From the direct
Evergreen Federal Bank, serving our community and serving you locally. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. 99.7 and 1270 KAJO Grants Pass.
Hi, this is Brian from Quinn's Well Pump and Filtration Service. My goal is to provide you with some valuable information about water quality and how we can help provide you with safe drinking water from our water care equipment. There are a variety of minerals and metals that can be found in well water in Southern Oregon. At Quinn's, we recommend testing your water annually for potential contaminants, metals, minerals, bacteria, and much more. We can provide you with a free on-site estimate based upon your specific water chemistry. We provide state-of-the-art treatment methods from water care. Our staff at Quinn's cares about the water your family is drinking. We want to ensure you that it is safe for your family, livestock, plants, and household appliances. Quinn's Well Pump and Filtration Service is your water care dealer of the Rogue Valley. Quinn's can provide a wide range of state-of-the-art, fully automated water care systems to accommodate even the worst water quality. Please contact us today to schedule a time for one of our water treatment specialists to come out and test your water and provide you with some information as well as some potential options for water quality improvement.
Welcome back to Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you with us here for the Caveman Corner tonight. Just a couple of notes here. Still got time to join us and pick up one of those bacon and cheese pizzas that the guys are trying to separate right now. Weston, I'm betting on the pizza you're going to lose. You got most of it at any rate. We've got some football players here with us, but just a couple of notes. First of all, once again, I want you to be listening to KJO Radio Thursday and Friday, and I'm not telling you what time, but we have some incredible tickets to give away for the football game this coming Friday night. Now, these are under the covered section about on the 40-yard line. They are season tickets, been handed down for years, and one of our sponsors at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming can't use them and is sending them along to get some Caveman fans on the covered side, great seats, and just be listening to KJO Radio 99.7 FM, 1270 AM, Thursday and Friday. We'll see what happens there. One other note, following our program tonight, There'll be a little brief news break, and then we'll jump right into the Ducks coaches show tonight. That's coming up about 7:35. So all that being said, welcome to the microphones. Let's see, we've got Jordan Rosetta, Weston Berg, and Nathan Bassett here. Some football players played a little football for the Grants Basketball here for a while here. And I'm catching everybody with their mouth full right now. Chew fast, Jordan. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, lean right into that one. The guys all pointed you to start tonight. Why is that?
I have no clue.
All right. They just kind of threw you under the bus, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't appreciate that from them.
Oh, well, you'll have a chance to get back at them. I think everybody's been here before about once. So, Jordan, let's start with you. Had a pretty good night last Friday night.
Yeah.
If you nod your head on radio, people can't hear it.
Very true.
Okay?
Yeah, it was a good game.
All right. Four touchdown passes, is that right?
Correct.
All right. How many yards?
It was around 170.
About 170 yards. All right. What was that game like for you?
For me, I thought I played well, a lot better in the first half. And then towards the second half, I made some poor reads that almost led to interceptions. Thankfully, didn't. But ended up coming out with the victory.
Oh, well, the victory always seems to soothe all those wounds, doesn't it? Tell me about the first play from scrimmage.
The first play, it's not as nervous as people think. You know, you just go out there, you get the call, you just image what you're going to do, and then you go out and do it.
And what happens when the football goes way over your head?
That's a really scary part of the game.
All right.
That's just scramble drill, and you got to dive on it.
All right, but you did, and we recovered and came out with a victory. So in the second half, you said, some bad reads? Once you began to really get a lead, what, did the focus change, or you tell me?
No, I think they started to bring a little more pressure, and so then I had to speed up my reads. And then we disguised some things and didn't see a few people coming across and just missed a few.
All right. You still put up a lot of points in that period there. Rate their opponents. Were they as tough as North Medford? You tell me.
They were definitely not as tough as North Medford at all. Defensive-wise, I thought they were a lot easier. They didn't bring as much pressure as North, but they disguised their defense very well.
Did they surprise you with what they brought at you?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I know you're a multi-sport athlete, and I know you play basketball and baseball here. Which is your best sport? Is football your best sport?
I would say so, yeah.
And why?
I think I have a lot of confidence in football with my abilities and just putting in the time and the work in.
All right. Following that is basketball, and you certainly spoke well for yourself as a freshman playing basketball last year, and I'm assuming that you're looking at doing that again this year.
Yes, sir.
All right. Where does basketball fit into your situation there?
I think basketball is kind of the backup plan.
Okay.
It's always fun. I've always played basketball my whole life, and so I think that's kind of where I'm at right now.
All right. And basketball, most of the time you're a low post player here. What are you, 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'4", 6'5".
Okay, 6'4", or 6'5". Depends on who's measuring and what shoes you have on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And on top of that, you're a baseball player too. Is that right?
More of a track.
Track or baseball, either one?
Yeah.
You tell me. Which is it going to be this year?
It's going to be track.
All right. And what events?
I'm going to do javelin, shot, and discus.
Oh, all right. The field events.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I have a good arm. Yeah. And
We've established that. You can throw things.
But I like throwing the jab a lot. That's a lot of fun.
Why?
I don't know. It's fascinating to see that stick. That stick fly through the air.
All right. So you're a stick thrower. I've never heard it. Well, I probably heard it said that way before, but a stick thrower. Is it the technique? What's different about it?
Yeah, javelin takes probably the most technique out of all three of the throws.
Okay. Which is second?
Discus.
Okay. Why?
That's also empowers a lot of lower body, and so that'll help me just gain speed and strength.
All right. It's amazing for those field events how much speed really comes into it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing to watch like the Olympics this past summer and how well they can throw.
So how do you train for that?
I mean, lifting and then just working on your technique on your own time.
Okay. So a lot of your own time there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck in basketball, and good luck on your field events during track season.
Thank you.
Tell me about this coming Friday night, South Salem. How do you feel about South Salem? You played them before.
I did play them last year. Yeah, we played them JV, beat them. But I think this year I feel a lot more confident going into it. I know their defense. I know what they're going to run. I feel a lot more confident in our team this year than last year with just our guys and mainly our culture of our team.
What are you looking at in terms of South Salem here? What are your keys? What do you expect from them?
Well, they're physical and they're big. They got some big O-line, so I'm going to expect pressure from them Friday.
Okay, so have you talked to your guys about getting to the quarterback protection?
Not as much, you know. We reward our...
Want to take them out for dinner every now and then, buy them a burger or two?
We did. Me and our running backs, we bought them donuts this week.
Did you?
So
good. All right.
We definitely had to make sure that we felt their presence.
Want to take care of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, tell me about school. I know you talked about it last year, and as a freshman, probably had your life planned out. I bet it's changed between now and then, hasn't it?
Not at all, actually.
Really?
It's kind of stayed the same with
and
what I've wanted to do.
Outline that for me.
I still want to be a sports reporter, going to communications. Not sure what school that is yet, but that's the plan.
All right. Have you done anything to explore that endeavor?
Not at all.
Not yet? This doesn't count?
I guess this would count, yeah.
This counts, yeah. All right. Well, good. You're right about top of that microphone. That's good. Just don't chew on it. Yeah. All right. Jordan Rosetta, quarterback for the Grants Pass Cayman. We'll get back to you. Weston Berg, step right up. All right. Tell me, how was your game last Friday night?
It was pretty good. It's a pretty fun game. Played running back mostly, and I think I had 9 carries for around 50, 60 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So that was fun, yeah.
A couple of touchdowns there. Tell me about the touchdowns. How they developed. What play was called? How'd they get the football in your hands?
Well, first drive, Trayton, he had probably like, well, we had a big drive. It was like the second drive. And Trayton did most of the work and our other people, and then we platoon subbed. And I came in first play and just had probably like a 5-6 yard touchdown. So that was pretty fun, yeah.
All right. When you get that 5-6 yard touchdown, you go through the line to get that?
Yeah, that was...
How big was the hole?
It was pretty big. It was a nice, yeah.
So more donuts from the linemen.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Let's see. How many touchdowns? 2?
I did have, two touchdowns.
Okay. Tell me about the second one.
That was fourth quarter. We were up by a lot, but we just had a couple run plays in a row, and I think that was about a 7-yard touchdown for that one.
All right, was the hole as big? Same hole that you went through before?
This is more of an outside run play, but we had really good blocking, so it was pretty easy run.
How'd they get the ball in your hands?
Just a handoff.
Just a handoff?
Outside handoff, yeah.
All right. What do you like about football? Why do you continue to play?
Football is really fun for me. I don't know. It's a fun team game. I think it's the most fun sport there is. I mean,
Just lean into it. It's all right.
Yeah, I like being with my brothers out there. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, you play any other sports?
I do. I play basketball.
Oh, okay. Tell me about your basketball powers.
I'm all right at basketball. I think I'm more of like an athlete, so I think I'm a lot better at football than basketball. But I think my best attribute for basketball would probably be just defense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Judging from your size, point guard?
Yes.
Your quickness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody at the table nodding. Once again, guys, it's radio. If you nod, we can't hear it. All right. Tell me about school right now. What year are you? You're a junior or sophomore?
I'm a junior.
Junior. Okay. Tell me about your course of study.
My course of study?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, my more advanced classes would just be like AP stats and chemistry. My favorite class, though, is probably just U.S. history or like weightlifting.
Oh, well, weightlifting, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about U.S. history. Why is that one of your favorites?
I don't know. I'm not really interested in like I don't know, I'm not very interested in, like, math or English. Those are kind of boring to me, but it's cool to learn about just history. I don't know. It's a, yeah, U.S. history is a lot of fun to learn about, like, the Civil War and all that.
Oh, okay. What part of U.S. history? You said the Civil War. Do you go back any earlier than that? Revolutionary War, War of 1812, any of those?
Yeah, we did that last year. That was a good unit.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, you also said that you're taking advanced placement courses?
Yeah.
For stats and things?
It's called AP Stats, yep.
Yeah. All right. What? Tell me about AP Stats. What's that consist of?
It's statistics, so we go over, like, it's a lot different than, like, algebra or stuff like that. We go over, like, a lot of probability stuff and how to find a lot of that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. Any plans to use any of that in the future here? What are you looking at? What would you like to do for the rest of your life besides play some football?
If I had to pick one thing, it'd probably be, like, business. If I were to major in something, it'd be, like, business right now. I don't know. I think that's I'm pretty interested in that.
What kind of business would you like to run? Be the boss and take home all the money?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. I'm not sure what kind of business I want to run yet. I couldn't tell you.
How about hobbies? What do you do when you're not playing football?
I like going to the river in the summer. That's a lot of fun for me. I like hanging out and rafting and stuff like that.
Oh, what's the best part of the river to raft?
I did the Lower Rogue this year, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Lower Rogue. What was it? What was the challenge?
Well, we had a guide, and it's pretty tricky. Like, this is the first time I fell my raft so much, or out of my kayak so much. Yeah, I fell out, like, three times in the first day. So,
is that
yeah.
exciting?
It was pretty. Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Okay. All right. Well, we're glad you're back here. All right.
Thank you.
Weston Berg, running back for the Grants Pass Cavemen. You're listening to KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270. Then we'll be right back with more of the Caveman Corner right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway? Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Summer's winding down, but the savings are heating up at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're saying goodbye to summer with a deal you can't miss. Get a full synthetic oil change up to 6 quarts, plus a free air filter, including installation up to $35, a digital vehicle inspection, and a Rain-X windshield treatment. That's a $250 value for just $99. Most cars and light trucks. Get your car ready for the new season. Hurry in to Specialist Oil Year for September. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back to the Caveman Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Still time to get in here and order that bacon and cheese pizza. $26.99 for the big one. And right now we're feeding three big football players with. So, and there's about four pieces left here. I did sneak one before they chowed down on it. I think the coach got one. The guys have taken care of the rest of it. All right, welcome to the microphones. This time, Nate Bassett. Nate, welcome to the microphones of KAJO. Glad to have you with us here tonight. All right, tell me, let's see. All right, say that again.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. Had to get that micro and get right up on it there. So tell me about your game last Friday night.
Yeah, I think it was a great game. I feel like all around we played well. First half wasn't the best, but second half we came out strong, and I played more defensively was my role, and I feel like they had a couple, like two or three bit breakout plays, but other than that, I feel like we bottled them pretty well and kept them, like, very short.
All right, I'm trying to go back to my depth chart right now. Safety?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Defensive safety, all right. Offensively, what'd you play also?
I played a little bit of tight end.
Just a little bit of tight end. All right. Tell me about your size. How big are you? How tall are you?
I'm about 6'2", 195-ish on a good day.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have been a little taller and a little bigger, but that's all right. Coach Page just said he's all muscle. All right, tell me about the muscle. How much time do you spend in the weight room, and how strong are you? All muscle?
I'm not sure, like, exactly the muscle, like, that ratio or whatever that is, but I spend at least an hour almost every day in the gym doing some sort of either, like, heavy lifting or, like, speed and agility, just something to get me better, like, every day.
All right, so what is your goal once you go in there? You said something to get better every day. Is there one aspect you work on every day?
It kind of depends, like, how I'm feeling. If a certain part of my body isn't, like, fully, like, right now my back's not the greatest, so I'm focusing more on my lower half, getting that stronger while I can't do upper body stuff. But it really depends on what's needed and what I did before and having a schedule.
All right, I've heard a couple of guys referred to as 1,000-pound guys like Connor. How do you stack up against Connor here?
I'm nowhere. I'm not as strong as Connor, for sure.
Well, no, there are not many people on the team who are,
yeah.
Are they? So where do you fit in there?
I feel like for my size and weight, I'm pretty good. But I also feel like I'm quick and, like, agile, which I feel like if you're as strong as...
As a safety, you need that quickness,
yeah,
and,
exactly,
and agility.
And like Connor, he's more, like, on the line and tight end, so he can be bigger and, like, stronger is what he needs, where I need to be a little bit quicker and faster, like, to make up for the strength loss.
All right. So on defense, you're playing safety. On offense, you're filling in a tight end, alternated with Connor?
Yes.
Okay. So you get to play both sides of the ball. Which is your favorite?
I really like them both, but with the new defensive scheme we're running this year, I've really started to like defense a lot, quite a bit more right now.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm involved in a lot of the plays. Right now I'm one of the top tackle leaders on the team, and I just enjoy being a part of, like, the big part, the not, like, offense is more looked at as how you win games and stuff, but, like, defense is, like, a big part of it, and I really enjoy being... Like,
defense wins games.
Yeah, exactly.
Defense wins games, and yep, you don't have to be shy about that at all.
Yeah.
One thing that you just said I'm going to ask Coach Page about is, if you're one of the top tacklers coming out of the safety position, is that good or bad? Coach is laughing. He's going to nail me on that one later, but how do you feel about that?
I like it. I feel like I'm getting involved in almost every play, which I think is a big part, especially on the run. I need, because the past three teams have been more run than pass, so I've had to switch my reads a little bit depending on the team we're playing and trigger more on the run and help with that. But this week against South Salem,
it's going to be different, right?
Yeah, they're okay. A lot more of a pass team than a run team. So,
how are you changing your reads? What's going to be your key?
Well, during, like, the last couple weeks, I was focused on, like, reading the line off the snap and see if they, like, pull or go down for a run, and then I would trigger. But this week, South Salem's, like, a 70% pass team, so I'm more focused on the receiver, reading them first and making sure no one gets behind me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So is there a receiver that you're going to be watching closely, or a couple of them? You tell me.
Yeah, number four, I'm not sure his name, but on film, he's their best player for sure. They want to get him the ball because he's the best athlete and get him in open space. That's their goal, but we're going to be able to stop it.
Okay, you're ready for him.
Yeah.
Okay, number four, and we'll be watching.
Yep.
Okay. You play any other sports?
Yes, I play baseball.
Baseball. Oh, okay. What position?
Last year, I played outfield, but I'm a catcher, mainly.
Oh, you're a catcher.
So,
what do you like about catching?
I feel like it's the field general of the baseball. You get to see everything, and you're involved in every single pitch, every play, and you're basically the main leader on the team.
All right, so you're calling the pitches for the most of the pitchers?
The coaches relays it to me, yeah, and then I call the pitches. But
all right, you call the defenses also?
Yeah, certain situations you got to have different shifts and stuff. The coach also helps, but I relay it to everyone, make sure everyone knows what they're doing.
Oh, okay. What physical attributes does a catcher need in baseball?
Definitely physical, like being able to block, being able to take a hit and not be scared of the ball. That's the biggest thing. Being just a team player, doing, because you're doing the dirty work, getting hit all the time.
You got every pitch,
pretty much. Yeah. You got to be able to do that and accept it and just be a team player.
All right, we won't tell anyone, but is there one pitcher you don't want to catch?
No, on our staff.
We won't tell anyone. Nobody's listening.
No, I don't think so. I think all our pitchers are great. Yeah, sometimes on an off day, their control's a little all over the place.
Everybody has off days.
Yeah.
Just having a little fun tonight. All right, tell me about your stick.
I feel like that is a big part of my game. Last year, I was like in the middle of the lineup, and I finished just above 300. And this year, I feel like with the seniors who graduated last year, they were big leaders on the team. I feel like I'll have to step up and definitely swing.
Yeah, your team lost some great players last year. Yeah, no doubt. Two come to mind anyway.
Yeah.
All right. But how's the team going to react here? You don't replace people like that, but you adjust, don't you?
Yes, very much. I think we will be very good. We've been doing workouts and putting in work since the summer. So I think we will be ready when the season comes, and I think we will have a chance to win the conference again.
How do you spread your summer with baseball and football? Because I know there are activities for both.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a lot of balance. If something comes up and I don't have anything, I will always go to whatever I can. But if two things are on the same time, I have to make a choice. And I talk to both the coaches and figure like a plan and everything out. And it's just a choice that you have to make. But I'm there for as much as I can for both sports.
How did the coaches react to that?
I feel like they're very understanding and realize how like two-sport athlete and a student and all that comes into play. But I feel like it goes well.
Tell me about the student part of your life.
Yeah. I'm taking the classes. I'm taking an AP environmental science class, and the rest are like just the base normal classes that you have to take, and like weightlifting and stuff like that. But nothing too bad.
Environmental science, advanced placement. Tell me, is that a choice that you made?
Yeah. I wanted college credit somehow, and I heard it was from people who took it in the past. They told me it was a good, like, the teacher's really nice. It's a fun class, a lot of hands-on, like, outside lab stuff. And I enjoy, like, science and math things, so I thought it would be good for me.
Long-term plans. Of course, baseball and football, I imagine, are going to be in there as long as possible. College in the future, what are you thinking about?
I'm not 100% sure what I want to do. I obviously want to play sports as long as I can. Education-wise, I will probably end up somewhere in, like, the business or sports management realm, but I'm not set on anything yet, so.
Okay, if you're managing a team, a semi-pro team, and you need a sports reporter, would you consider Jordan?
I would.
I had to throw both under the bus here. Gentlemen, we want to thank you very much. My time is almost gone. Gentlemen, Western, Jordan, all of you, thank you very much. And pass along our best of luck to the rest of your teammates here. And Nate, you stick around just a little bit here longer, all right? And we'll get Coach Page back over here for just a second. As he steps up, once again, everybody, don't forget Ducks Coaches Show coming up in just a moment or two here, but I want to get a word in here with head coach Paige. Yeah, of course. How did you know?
Well, safety stuck around, so.
All right, Coach, your safety says he's one of your biggest tacklers.
He's doing a great job filling, getting the run fit.
Yeah. But he shouldn't be making most of the tackles, Coach.
Well, no, I mean, it depends. You know, that.
I had to put you down on this.
No, I know. It depends, you know, and sometimes that just means that our D-line and linebackers are doing their job, and sometimes our safeties do get in the run fit, depending on the type of team we're playing. But, no, he's done a good job with that. And, obviously, yeah, we'd like our linebackers to be up there, too. It's part of his job, so he's doing a good job at it.
All right. One last thing. You want to make a prediction for us for Friday night here?
Prediction. That's a good
a win.
Cavemen win.
The cavemen win.
Yep, let's go. We're gonna get on the right side of things. We're South Salem this year.
All right. With South Salem, Coach, we want to thank you very much for your time and your effort and your diligence here with these young men. I think the focus and the camaraderie we're seeing this team has evolved over the past 3 years and appears to be really coming together now if you can sustain it for the next 5 or 6 years. And with his 5 or 6 state championships, you know, just little things like
that. Sounds good to me.
All right. That's it, Coach Brad Page. Coach, we'll talk to you on Friday night just before the game. But to all of you, we want you to stay tuned because we've got news coming up here from the Salem Radio Network, followed by the Oregon Ducks Coaches Show. This is Chuck Benson from the Caveman Corner.